We're back. The Public Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, host Lieutenant Eric Schein. And, Bill, you called in last week, right?
Yes.
And you wanted to focus on the Jews again.
No, I just wanted your opinion on that genocide. I finished a book by Alexander Solzhenitsyn called The Gulag Archipelago, and he himself was gulagged. He won the Nobel Prize and the Pulitzer Prize, and sure enough, he does name the Jew. And according to the official Russian statistician, there were 66 million Christians that were genocided between 1917 and 1949, and, of course, more in China as communism spread. You know, and it was a Jewish construct. But, you know, of course, you had China, North Korea, Vietnam after World War II, 11 nations were given to the communists. General Patton actually wanted to rearm Germany and invade Russia, and he called World War II a defeat, quote unquote. So it seems as though we're going on right now
where the powers that be here in the United States want to invade Russia and have not given up. I mean, look what's going on in former Soviet Republic, Georgia, and
South Ossetia.
Thank you. And, you know, where we've been ginning up. And, I mean, if you look at even Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan, you look at where these countries border and what, you know, they're all around. Not only are they, you know, because one of the biggest concerns in World War II was fuel. And it was one of the things that the Germans were working on, synthetic fuels. To launch a war, you have to seize control of the fuel reserves, because we've got plenty here in the United States. People think we've only got, you know, 5% or whatever. They're capping wells here. I mean, you can't even begin to imagine the amount of oil and petroleum reserves that we have here in the United States. We're shipping off North Slope oil to Japan and other countries rather than keeping it here in the United States.
Control the price.
Well, exactly. They're doing exactly what De Beers, and this goes to Rothschilds and other, and Rothschilds does it, that family does it with gold. They set the price of gold for the world twice a day. They control the price of gold. A private family. The same thing with diamonds. And what they do is they buy diamonds from themselves, take them off the market, and put them in vaults. And they artificially inflate the cost of whether it's diamonds, whether it's gold, whether it's oil. And that is a lot of what's being done now. And this is the same thing that they want to do, because even with this, you know, move to a market state that these guys are doing here in the United States, they're talking about medical benefits as if it were a commodity. They're talking about health care, not health, you know, they're talking about health insurance rather than health care, but they're talking about it on a market, creating this market where you can go and buy, you know, your level. And if you watch the, you ever see the auto insurance commercials for Progressive auto insurance? Mm-hmm. Where the girl gives the individual their own little ticker markers so that they can set their own price for healthcare or for auto insurance. Mm-hmm. And basically it's to where it's not denying you healthcare. You get to make the choice how little or how much, and this goes to how rich you are, how poor you are, how much healthcare you can afford. And it's going to be to where healthcare is mandated, just like auto insurance, to where they feel that they will bring down the cost of healthcare by including, by force of arms, to where it's imposed upon you by an act of Congress and backed up by the U.S. military or whatever, to where you have to have medical insurance. And by bringing those 40 or 50 million people into the fold, somehow that's going to lower the cost of insurance. Bill, hold on real quick if you want. This commercial hits us real quick. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. but it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right. We got a bunch of callers called in and wanted to just show their appreciation for the show, and they're listening. I want to ask them to call or email Patriot Radio Review Network, and it's patriotradioreview.com. You can just type that in, and you should be able to get the website for it. Send them an email, and it's at, real quick, patriotradioreview@yahoo.com is their email. And if you send them an email, just let them know. I'd go to the website, check it out, see what they have to say about me and a lot of other hosts, and then send them an email, not just about me, but any other hosts that you may feel deserve your time and attention and theirs, and hopefully raise the ratings. It's five mics is the highest. And Alex Jones has actually gotten 5.3. John Lipscomb has gotten, I think he's at 5.0. I'm down at 3.5, which is respectable. It's better than a lot. There are a handful, probably maybe 5-8 people like Alex Jones who are above me. Alex has been at this for quite some time and has built quite an empire. And I would also bring you back to that Jones name. That corporatist family name who has a series of foundries throughout the United States and manufacturing facilities that make fire hydrants, ship's ways, and all sorts of other fun stuff they're like the Johnson family, like Johnson & Johnson Band-Aids. Many of these family names got their start from the military-industrial complex. WD-40, as an example, I'll get back to Bill one sec. Forget Sarah Heath Palin and John McCain, who's tied to Anheuser-Busch, largest distributorship in the United States. That's foreign-owned, foreign-controlled, whose wife, Cindy Helmsley, is part of the Helmsley family, many may know of. Senator John Kerry, Teresa Heinz Kerry, as in Heinz ketchup. And they signed contracts with unions and stuff in the middle of the wars to provide ketchup on board and demand Heinz ketchup on their ships and on their contracts. So, you know, who gets that kind of favoritism? But these are large corporatist industrialists and oftentimes German industrialists. And Bill might say that they're all Jewish, but I know in my own situation, I've had a lot of Germans. And I mean, whether they're half German, half Jewish, three quarters German, seven eighths German, a little bit Jewish, maybe not Jewish at all. Who cares? They're a lot more German than anything else. And you start to look around, even, you know, the Windsors in the UK are German. The Habsburgs in Germany, royal family, both, are German. It wasn't called Germania, mania being the key part, for no reason. World War I, Germany. World War II, Germany. Franco-Prussian Wars, Prussia, but, you know, Prussia is what made its way into and became part of Germany. Franco-German or Germanic Wars, that area, they know that they can use war and warfare to beat plowshares into swords and swords into plowshares. Back and forth, and they live in between. You know, these are fascists. Go to the word fascist, F-A-S-C-E-S, I believe, in Wikipedia and read about it. And understand that it's deeply involved in our own government from its inception, that these ancient families that go back to Rome and before, Syria, Assyria, Mesopotamia, Sumeria, Israel was a kingdom. These are all royal families, and those who will serve the royal families, whether they're German, Jewish, Spanish, Italian, whatever, the dividing line is those who believe that they are divine, that they come from some grant of God to rule over everyone else and subject them or subjugate them or enslave them, and the rest of us who just want to live, you know. Go along, I don't even want to say go along to get along, but have your own dreams and aspirations and, you know, want to reach for the sky or do whatever you're capable of and, you know, to fulfill your destiny, I guess. Bill in Ohio, back to you. Sorry.
Sorry. Well, what I was going to say, Eric, you bring up a good point. And in fact, there was a study that was done by Professor Quincy Wright. And he showed in the period from 1500 to 1940, in Europe, there were 278 wars involving European countries. And of those 278 wars, England led in 28% of them, followed by France at 26%, Spain at 23%, Russia at 22%. This Germany that you talk about, including Prussia, only took part in about 7% of these 278 wars. So this notion of Germany as an aggressive nation, Eric, just doesn't fly. And quite frankly,
all I know is that if you look at, World War One, how did that get started?
And a Freemason murdered Archduke Ferdinand.
Right.
It was a war for the Jews to create the League of Nations.
Who was Duke Ferdinand? Who was he?
Yeah,
he was a member of the Royal House of Habsburg, Germany.
It was a Masonic war for the Jews to create the League of Nations.
Yeah, I think if you start to look into like the Teutonic Knights and all sorts of...
And
Knights,
dismantle Germany, Eric. I mean, that was the problem. And that's what General Patton said. We just destroyed the greatest race in Europe and we replaced them with a bunch of Mongol savages. That was General Patton now. He realized after World War II the mistake he had made, and he wanted to rearm Germany and invade Bolshevik Russia.
So then why do we have a bunch of Germans involved right now, like Admiral Allen, who's married to Pamela Hess, and others, who are trying to impose military tribunals, who are doing it. They're not trying. They're doing it. Military tribunals, military law, military order upon civilians here in America. How can you say that they, like Pamela Hess III, who's married to Admiral Allen, current Coast Guard commandant, you just look at the guy, and he's German. I'm sorry. He's not Jewish. And he's the head of this special branch of military that can be a branch of police and a branch of military at the same time and can impose itself upon civilians to break up unions, to break up to go after whistleblowers and target whistleblowers, et cetera, et cetera. And you can, you know, you can't say that this is only one race, one ethnicity, one religion, one type of people. You've got a group of people from across the spectrum.
Well, that's a communist. What you're describing, Eric, is a hallmark of communism. And again, that comes back to Karl Marx, Engel, and Rothschild.
Exactly, but that's the United Kingdom, and that's the thing that I have pointed to, whether you look to the Bible or anything else, that at some point these people are trying to restore a worldwide system of kingdoms. And whether
it's going to be one kingdom, though, actually. It's going to be a Jewish kingdom.
No, well, whatever.
They believe that they are the chosen people. I can read you right from Menachem Begin. Ours is, we are the master race.
Well, and the Germans believe that, too, and... You know, and so do the Japanese and the Chinese and everybody else. That they're taking the royal families from all these different branches of humanity, all these different ethnicities, and they're and whether there's a world king is the final order, and everybody else
one world government, one world currency,
right.
One world religion,
right? Whatever. Let me finish. Is the final quote-unquote order of the day. At some point right now, what they're trying to do, and whether this is a stepping stone or not, is to resurrect and replace and put back this system of United Kingdoms to attack republics and systems of self-governance and to restore, because they feel that republics or democracies or democratic republics or systems of self-governance are too unruly, too open for... variables that may step in at some point. If you have a kingdom and line of succession, all you have to do is marry into that family to take over and become, you know, top of the pyramid.
We're just going to become, we already are slaves. And in fact, that's why we're given that Social Security number. But, that is the destiny. You want to see what the future looks like? Ask someone who grew up in Russia. Ask the Palestinians what it's like to live under their rule. Not control, but rule. The Hungarians, the Czechoslovakians, the Romanians. Just ask. My family's Germany. Some of them actually lived under both Stalin and later Hitler. Stalin in East Germany.
No
comparison.
Stalin was from Georgia.
Yeah.
And he actually treated the Georgians worse than anyone else because they were his own kinsmen and they were the ones who were closest to being his quote unquote peers.
He was an equal opportunity killer, Eric.
Yeah. Assassin,
and he helped to kill 66 million Christians, Ukrainians, Cossacks.
But it wasn't just Christians. It was anyone who stood against the empire. Anyone, whether you were Christian, Muslim, because they killed plenty of Muslims as well. Muslim, whether you were a Jew.
Well, they had to collectivize the resources. So what collectivize is a nice word for saying steal your property, your livestock, your grain, your land.
Right, and they did that pretty indiscriminately, and anyone who wanted their land or property, didn't matter, even if you were Jewish or not, they would still take your land.
Except the Jews ran it, though, that's the difference.
Well, you know, I'd have to say that there's a lot of other families and ethnicities in this. Even like in Vegas, We'll have to wait. We'll be right back. You can hold if you want.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You know, and if people want to believe that it's the Jews who have brought this all on, you might want to look at, we've got 43 million Germans here in the United States. And if that's the case, then why do we have George Bush, who's German, and his father, who's German, and Reagan, Ronald Reagan, who is Deutsch, German, you know, his nickname was Dutch. And you start looking at, you know, Kissinger, who's Bavarian, Greenspan, German, whether he's Jewish, German, or whatever, he's still German. And a, cadre, you know, Schwarzkopf, German. Schwarzkopf was knighted by the Queen. So was Kissinger. So was Colin Powell. So was Ronald Reagan. So was George Herbert Walker Bush. So was his son through his father, George W. Bush. So was Ted Kennedy and Kennedy's father. You know, I don't care how good of a person Kennedy was. At some point, who was he serving? You know, obviously he was knighted by the Queen, so he was serving the royal families because that's what you get knighted for. and everybody wants to take focus off of, you know, how many little Italys are there here in the United States, or little Tokyo, or little Vietnam, or little Chinatown. Do you ever hear of Germantown? You know, there's plenty of them. I live right in the middle of one here in Orange County in California, Huntington Beach. Dina Rohrabacher, who is the, you know, congressman here, with streets named like Speer, who was the architect for Hitler, Heil, which, you know, Sieg Heil, Hale, you know, Hess, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Who did they bring into the United States, the royal families, to try to, you know, put down the revolution? They brought in the Hessens. From where? Germany, Hessen. You know, who built the London Bridge? Anglo-Saxons, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. And then the Romans came in and, you know, rebuilt it later. You know, nothing against Germany and what it has added to the world, you know, but I mean, look at what, Tesla had to do. I think he was Austrian. You know, even Hitler was Austrian. I'm sorry, I wasn't even German, much like, Stalin, you know, who was, Georgian and did worse to the, you know, Georgians than he did to, the Russians or anyone else. You know, these people don't gain power, on their own. They are highly funded. They are sought after because of their behavior and what they're willing to do or not do. For their fellow kinsmen or to their fellow kinsmen. But, you know, we've got this beast at our door, and you can describe it fascism, communism, national socialism, you know, whatever name you want to throw out there. The best, and if you go to G. Edward Griffin, and the creature from Jekyll Island, the term that he uses, collectivist. You know, those who like to, whether it be a union, whether it's big labor, a corporation, big big business, government, you know, big government through large departments and agencies that were started to control industry and corporations and keep them in check, to have one big player go up against another big player, to where, you know, the people of a state or nation wouldn't come under attack from large corporate interests, that they would be protected, and that these, you know, many of the departments and agencies that Roosevelt started were more to go after that and protect the individual. But they've turned into something else. And even if you look at Roosevelt and his background and his history and who he was and where he came from, many people saw him as much as a dictator as George Bush. But we're the ones who are allowing this, because it is really upon us, we the people, to step to the plate. And in this case, like, you know, the thing I keep bringing up is Coast Guard Homeland Security, is go read Wikipedia. You know, Bill from Ohio has called in the last three shows, wants to focus on one thing. Why don't you go look at and read about the Coast Guard and Homeland Security and see what they're up to? And try to get the message out on that, because this is real. This isn't something from some other nation from 50, 100, 200 years ago. This isn't 2,000 years in the past. This is, you know, to an extent, history repeating itself. But you have a branch of military that wants to impose itself upon civilian jurisdictions, upon civilian affairs, upon civilians, and make, just like Napoleon or Bismarck or Stalin or others, use a branch of military to make civilian law and case precedents. And that's what they're doing. And, you know, I don't hear a big outcry over this. I hear a bunch of people, you know, I don't know. Anyways, we'll be right back. Leo's on hold. 800-313-9443. Pick up the phone, you boneheads. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Back 800-313-9443. Pick up the phone or just give up. Surrender. Serious. If you can't pick up the phone, 800-313-9443, you might as well surrender. Get on the train. Let me go to Leo in Mass. Leo, you there?
Yeah. You know, I'm glad to see you've got a lot of people who have a lot of information. And sometimes I think I'm living through a bunch of Prisoner episodes. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
The series with Patrick McGowan?
The chasing ball after him and everything?
Oh, yeah. The whole scene is, you should go on the YouTube and check it out. There's a lot of good ones.
Trust me, I've lived it for too long, so I know.
And so it's either we're in the Twilight Zone or some of these Prisoner episodes that we're living through. The only problem is the modern-day general population hasn't got a clue. They don't even know about these things. So we're talking about this arcana that, you know, a few of us are kind of sort of trying to get familiar with. And the rest of the whole scene goes on totally oblivious.
But you understand that that's the way of the world, that it's generally, whether it's, you know, a dictator, and, you know, whether it's the Politburo or the Nazi Party or you know, some say, I mean, if you look at what's happened in our own country, and look at what went on under Roosevelt, you know, Washington set a very strong precedence of not serving additional terms. He could have been, president for life. But he said no, because I believe our founding fathers, you can say they're Masons and all this other whatever. I believe that they really tried to start and do something different.
Well, you know, and, I think the problem in our modern era.
Let me finish. And that I got sidetracked. But I think they really set us on a course, on a course towards self-governance. It was not perfect. There were many faults in the system, but you got to remember these people were born into a system, you know, much like Luther and others, Washington and his kinsmen of the time, Jefferson, Hamilton and others. You got to remember some of these people, like I believe Hamilton was one, were much more loyal to the royal families and the idea of a kingdom.
That's obvious.
They did not want to separate from the, you know, United Kingdom, from Britain. They wanted to, and if we did, they wanted to make our country more like, although independent, more like the United Kingdom and or Britain, a kingdom, than a true self-governing republic.
Question.
But I was going to say real quick was, you know, like Armistead and many of the things that the revenue cutter service that Hamilton started got into under attacking the slave trade, there were, and I believe to a large extent, we had good, honest, decent, God-fearing, whether they're Christian or whatever religion, predominantly Christian, men and women, because, you know, you got to remember that Jefferson and others could not do what they did without a very strong woman behind them. You know, not all these individuals were married. Many of them were. But they were family-oriented, and they were supported by their community, unlike what we're dealing with today, where they have so separated us to where, you know, forget about whether it's the internet or getting in your car or getting stuck on the highway or being in a cubicle at work. They've done everything to isolate us from each other so that, you know, think about the community. Like in New York, it's a lot different when you get on the subway and the train system and, you know, hopefully you don't get into a Getz type situation. But when you have a true community where people have to travel, like, or even use the same healthcare services, you get those with more power, more influence, more intellect, more wealth, correcting the system that helps all of us rather than segregating it to where, you know, the rich have their system and the poor and everybody else have their system. And that's really what we have become here, which, you know, tends back into a feudal system, a system of whether it be virtual or literal castles.
Can we get back to certain things? Like,
yeah, go ahead.
I've been thinking about this a lot, and I think the problem is that we're still, unfortunately, many of us, and I think you, to a certain degree also included, are playing pin the tail on only one donkey. You see, these donkeys all work together. They're united. We're like cats wandering around, and these donkeys working together have us under their control.
But, Leo, that's what I keep saying. Everybody, I'm not the one who wants to pin it on any particular donkey. You know, I'm naming names and pointing to individuals like former Secretary of the Treasury John Snow, former head of CSX and Rail and Shipping Company. He's one of the individuals. Andrew Card. You know, Bush 1, Bush 2, Reagan, Nixon, of course, who met with Henry J. Kaiser. You know, Kaiser, of course. I'm talking about individuals, Stanley Dollar, Robert Dollar, J.P. Morgan, J.P. Morgan Jr. You know, I'm pointing to certain individuals their families.
When the gentleman who was speaking about the Brits getting involved in more wars, I think he was technically correct. And when you start analyzing the Brit Wars, you'll see the Rothschild hand behind it.
Yeah, and, where did the Rothschilds come from? Britain is a thoroughfare.
They're German, I know. They're the Bauer family, who right. are nominally Jewish.
Or an Austrian.
Right.
Right, I mean, and not only, but where did Adam Weishaupt come from?
Yeah, he's going to be a Illuminati too, right?
Where did Kissinger come from?
Yeah.
You know, but you start looking at, you know, even Schwarzkopf, who was knighted by the Queen of England.
Isn't that against the Logan Act?
Well, it's against a lot of acts. It's against the Constitution. It's against the Titles of Nobility Act that was passed by both houses.
Right.
And remember, the Brits, you know, I know an individual. Her name's Lorraine Murray. She gets out on depleted uranium. Her name's Lorraine Murray. And she calls it the British Yiddish, you know, that they work in. No, but it is. It's empire. It's kingdom. It's all the old world kingdoms and all the old world royal families.
Why do we not have a giant petition where all of us who are against these kingdoms support our republic and hammer these people on they're violating the Logan Act and the Nobility Act?
You know who Gordon Brown is, right?
I heard the name.
Well, he was the prime minister.
That guy. You mean England, Gordon Brown.
Right, right. But think of who is one of the CNN correspondents. What's her name? Brown. I can't think of her first name.
Well, what about it?
That's what I'm saying is a lot of the families that are here in the United States carrying this on are extensions of their families in Europe and not just the royal, you know, Kingdom.
Every attorney is a member of the bar. British right. Accountant Registry. I mean, how fake-o is that?
Right.
The foundations of what we're working with is totally corrupted by these feudal monarchists. And we have to draw the line in the sand somewhere. And I think the only way we're going to draw the line in the sand is for lots of us sign on to a petition with, you know, all the activists and just people just in general sign on to say, you know, we enforce the treasonous aspects of the Logan Act and the Nobility Act, and
or to even reenact, start a petition and get it passed in the states and federal, like what they're doing with the Federal Reserve Act, and audit it, is to resurrect the Titles of Nobility Act. Get it properly passed and pushed through.
What was the name of that one?
The Titles of Nobility Act from 1806.
Right.
Are
you trying to say that we should codify it in each state? Because that's a big deal. I was listening to the gentleman on Republic on Sunday morning, the legislator from Missouri, and somebody brought up the whole concept of codification. If the Constitution is not codified in each state, then it's not as relevant as it should be.
Well, so you got to be careful. Yeah, but you got to be careful because one of the ways they codify things is they use the Federal Register, and this is on a federal level. It's a little bit different it's different for all the states, but it's similar. But what they do is they use the executive branch, and this is where the Administrative Procedure Act is very dangerous. And this was started under or after World War II, and something that Roosevelt had a big hand in before he died.
Are you talking about the fourth branch of government, the administrative branch?
Exactly, because what they're doing is they're denying us our right to a jury trial. They're denying us our right to an independent judiciary. They're using the executive branch or courts of king, privy council, star chambers, to settle matters in the executive branch. And if you don't like it, they'll beat the holy crap out of you.
Well, wait a minute. Now, hold on. According to the supposed constitution here, when it's over $20...
Exactly. No, but now they're saying that you have to assert your right to a jury trial affirmatively, and if you don't, you opt out. They're going into all these commercial agreements like Toshiba laptop computers as an example, to where if you open the box, use the computer, you're opting out of the Constitution.
What?
I've got the let me see if I
see. Oh, man, post this on your site. I'll go look for it.
No, but it's actually in a lot of these commercial agreements now, to where you're opting out of your constitutional right to sue the company for any breach of, you know.
Oh my God, this is really big stuff. Big stuff. I mean, get this out there.
Well, no, but it's been going. I've been saying it for years. I mean, I've actually read.
Keep saying it. I mean, you got to catapult the propaganda until they get it.
Well, no, but be clear, though, because the Titles of Nobility Act was passed in both the House and the Senate in Congress in 1806, and in response to that, and this shows you how important it was, the British came in and burned the White House in the War of 1812. The White House is where we stored all the records, including the votes and everything else and all the deliberations on the Titles of Nobility Act. And wow. Why our founding fathers thought it was so important to exclude from citizenship and right to run for office or anything else, let alone even really have a business here, that if you accepted any land, property, monies, even a title, whether money or land or anything was attached to it or not, but you were like knighted by the queen, you lost your citizenship.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what's missing here is people don't realize that the United Kingdom never signed a treaty with the United States, from what I've heard.
They never left. They're still here. They did.
Oh, I know they're still here, but they never signed an official treaty.
But they did what – well, we have treaties and, like, even the law like Reed versus Covert, which is U.S. Supreme Court case. I ask you, and this is a real good one for you, Leo, go read the 1957 U.S. Supreme Court case precedents, legal opinion from the Supreme Court put out by Justice Hugo Black on Reed versus Covert from 1957. You can read the original one from 56 that was overturned by the same Supreme Court. The only time the Supreme Court has overturned itself in 1957, that takes us back to the Magna Carta and marched us all the way through. This gets into saying that any and all international treaties are a creature of, and if it were not for the Constitution, they would not exist, so they must be in keeping with the Constitution. That means any treaty that we have with any foreign nation has to include the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and as the controlling document for that. That means NAFTA, CAFTA, SHAFTA, WTO, IMF, and everything else. This case precedence is so important because you know what else it goes to? Military tribunals and the use of military jurisdiction over civilians. And the Supreme Court held that it is unacceptable to use military assets against civilians, even in times of war.
What day was that on? What's the date on that?
Just Wikipedia, you'll pull it up. It's Reed, R-E-I-D versus Covert, C-O-V-E-R-T.
R-E-I-D versus
Covert,
C-O-V-E-R-T.
1957, though. There's two. 56 was where they basically upheld this woman. Her husband was killed in England, of course. He was a serviceman, an American serviceman, on a base in England. He was murdered. And she was blamed for it, and she was prosecuted within a military tribunal for his murder. And it was upheld. Her father had to step in and save her. The military had driven her mad, of course. And I'm sure it was some kind of cover-up. There was other people involved who actually carried on the murder, and they just wanted somebody that was easy to blame on that they could bring before a, you know, privy council-type military tribunal where the presumption is guilt. Not
so, are you saying that by citing Reed versus Covert, you can get the fringe flag off when you have a reason to be in court?
Fringe, no, the fringe flag is there because the federal district courts have many jurisdictions. They even have state jurisdiction over state matters. If it's between two states, that makes it federal. They have jurisdiction over federal law. They have jurisdiction over admiralty. The Suits and Admiralty Act of 1965 restored – the Coast Guard keeps trying to pull this and bring up these – start these military tribunals where they're a super agency that's a police force, it's a military force, it acts just, you know, specifically for the president, et cetera, et cetera. It's basically a brown shirt Gestapo agency acting well outside the law, that it can even have its own court system and act as a military police system over civilians. And that is so unconstitutional, it's mind-boggling. And people really need to look at what's going on, because what they're doing is in violation of even what our own Supreme Court has held, you know, going back to 1957, and making clear that were not supposed to. They even cited, and this is 1957, we have trains, we have planes, we have automobiles. We can get an individual who has been charged with a crime. And again, this goes to, like you said, anything worth over $20, whether it's your own freedom. What?
No, sorry, I was speaking to somebody else here.
Oh, anything over $20, whether it's your own freedom or your horse or your car or whatever, your home, anything worth over $20, our founding fathers made it very difficult because they understood human nature. They studied what went on in Europe under the royal families, and they made it difficult, very difficult, to find anyone guilty of anything, and also made it very difficult to take land, life, liberty or any property away from individuals. And now what we have is a corporate, you know, factory of being able to take life, liberty and property away from people, which goes right back to the United Kingdom.
Into the whole issue of the fringed flag and how we can go about getting rid of it when we are in court.
Well, it's not there because it's only there if you're under admiralty, and the only way that it's there and present, and even things like the bench trial. We'll be right back. Hold on, Leo.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back and Leo, real quick, the Coast Guard, and this is where these admiralty courts come from, and why, you know, the gold fringe is there, because it's not just a federal district court to hear civilian matters. It's also supposed to be there to hear military matters, like Lieutenant Watada. It is a court of mixed jurisdictions, and admiralty happens to be one of those jurisdictions. You know, you can get lost in the whole gold fringe flag issue, but they have married the two issues or merged a lot of the Admiralty or General Maritime issues, which are, you know, constitutional in nature, with normal state and or federal civilian matters. And you can see that like in Rule 56C, which is a bench trial, which is a summary judgment movement to where the judge, rather than a jury, considers and weighs and decides matters of fact and or law. That is not our system, because all matters of fact and all matters of law are supposed to be considered by the jury, unless you, of course, waive your right to a bench trial. And this used to be done under Admiralty because the judge would oftentimes know and understand and be protective. Like Hugo Black, he has some very good Admiralty cases where, you know, he put out for the Supreme Court, protecting mariners, seafarers, federal maritime officers, understanding that they are the lifeblood of a maritime nation like our own. And now we have a military, instead of protecting our international waterways and our trade routes and more, they're carrying on foreign and aggressive wars overseas. And you know, everything's been turned on its head. Our court system is no longer a system of civil defense. It has become a system of attacking our own civilians and for corporate interests.
Well, that kind of is kind of understood for the most part. But, I mean, I want to know exactly what I can do if pulled into court, which doesn't happen to me because I don't know exactly.
Right. You have to invoke.
We can tell others what words they can specifically say to stop this whole Admiralty procedure, like saying, do I have a right under the Constitution to a jury trial for anything over $20? I think that's the type of question. Am I presumed guilty by that flag?
But look what's going on with the DMV, to where here in California, who started all this mess, they came up with the idea of an infraction. And I just got a $300 fine, and I had to go to traffic school for a citation where I didn't get a jury trial, and where the police officer was the prosecutor, which makes that a police court, because the prosecutor goes to the nature of the court. If the prosecutor is a police officer, then that's a police court. If the prosecutor is a military uniformed JAG officer, it's a military tribunal.
Well, do you have to get a lawyer to prove that, you know, you can't do that?
Well, but all they're going to do is tell the lawyer, look, if you want to continue to practice law, you're going to have to give this guy up and be a Judas. You know, you're going to have to kiss him on both sides of the cheek. We'll give you 30 pieces of silver, or let you go search for your own with your license and stuff. But at some point, we want to hang this guy.
Well, I think it's gotten down to the point where you might as well say, F him, I'm just going to ride a bicycle and screw you and your car.
Yeah, right. That's easier said than done. And you know that our public transportation system is nothing to, you know, ride home to Japan or France or any other place about, you know. No, it's like, seriously, they've got maglev trains.
I know.
That, you know, we've got the technology that go 400 or 500 miles an hour now. And do we have any operating magnetic, you know, before you marry Canada, the United States, and Mexico into one super state under a resurrection of a United Kingdom or as a kingdom, you know, the three nations should be more married in their infrastructure before they try to pull anything like this. I mean, this is like it's a no-brainer. These guys are just stupid. No, I'm serious. It's like, I don't even understand.
Are you on Facebook?
No, I'm not, but I'm working on all that, so. Take care, Leo.